Our beginning tonight's share in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel on page 280. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Elu brachos sheshochen bahem. These are the brachos that we bow down during Shmona Esrei. Be'avos tchila basof, the bracha of avos that we've discussed already before, in the beginning and the end. U'behodah tchila basof, and the bracha of hodah, which begins with modim, the beginning and the end of the bracha. V'imbo lishchos besof kol bracha obitchilasa. If a person decides he wants to bow down at the beginning or end of any other bracha, melamdin oso shlo yishcha. We teach him that he should not bow down. He should not add any bowings in beginnings or endings of brachos. Aval be'emtza isan yachol lishchos. But if a person wants to bow down in the middle of a bracha, so then a person is allowed to. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Aleph, Behodah tchila basof, Hainu b'tchilas modim, that is in the beginning of modim, we bow down, Ulubasof kishimisayim baruch ato Hashem, Hatov shimcha ulukhona lehodos. So we bow down also by that bracha. In note number two, he explains, in the second paragraph of note number two, V'chein b'modim d'rabbanon. Here's an interesting note. By modim d'rabbanon, we know that we bow down, but there's actually an interesting machlokus about exactly how the bowings work by modim d'rabbanon. The Shulchan Aruch tells us later on, Sheyesh lishchos, Elo shekosva Shulchan Aruch v'haramah, Sheyesh omrim lishchos gam basof. Some say that for modim d'rabbanon, you should bow in the beginning and at the end. V'yesh ha-sovrim sheyesh lomar es kulo b'shchia achas. Some say that for modim derabbanan, you have to be bowing the entire time. They only bow in the beginning till the word sha'ata hu Hashem Elokeinu. V'achakach yiskov atzmo. And then you stand up straight. V'achazonish and the stipler ha yushochim b'tchila u'basof. The minhag of the Chazon Ish and the stipler was to bow at the beginning and the end of modim derabbanan, but not for the entire thing. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Beis, we said if a person wants to bow other times at the beginning or ending of a bracha, we teach him not to bow. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kidei shelo yavo lakor takonos chachamim. The reason we stop him from bowing at other times in the beginning or ending of brachos is we don't want him to come to uproot the takon of the chachamim. Shelo yomru kol echad machmir kemoshu rotza. We don't want people to say that everyone's just machmir whatever they want. It's a hefkervelt. The same way you could add, you could also take away, call Mosef Gareya, and it'll end up uprooting the takon of Chazal that told us to bow at those specific brachos that we bow at. The gam de chashinan liyuhara. We are also concerned about gaiva shemachzik atzmo yoser kosher mishara tzibur, that he's making himself that he's better than everyone else in the tzibur, that he's bowing at more times in the beginning or endings of brachos. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Gimel aval be'emtza isam, but if a person wants to bow in the middle, then it's okay. V'chein sosmu harbe achronim, and so too many achronim come out l'maskano d'lo ki yefei mare shegimgeim lesor. Not like the shita of the yefei mare, who says that one should not bow at other times, even in the middle of brachos. We hold that you can. Sifkaton dalad yochol lishchos. There is no concern that you're going to come to uproot takon of chachamim to bow at the proper time by adding other times in the middle of a bracha. Kevan shechachamim lo tiknu kla lishchos beemtza shum bracha. That has no connection to the takon of chazal, because they were only masaki in the beginning and endings of brachos, and by you adding in the middle, it's not going to come to take away from the takon of chazal. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Beis, Hanu Hogin Lishchos Berosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur Kishomim Zochreinu Umi Chamocha. Apparently there was a minhag to bow during Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur when you say the extra additions that we have for the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Zochreinu L'Chaim Umi Chamocha. So one who has that minhag, Tzrichim Liskov Kishomagiyin L'Sof HaBracha. You have to stand upright when you get to the end of the bracha. Says the Ramah, the Afal Gav de Be'avos Kareya B'Sof HaBracha, even though Zachreinu is in the Bracha of Avos, where we in fact do bow at the end of the Bracha, Mikom Mokom Tzarech Liskov Ma'at B'Sof Zachreinu, you have to stand upright towards the end of Zachreinu, Kedei She'en Nira Shechoze V'Kareya Mishum Chiyuv, so that it should appear that you're going and bowing again because of the Chiyuv, because the bowing by the Zachreinu is only a minhag. The bowing at the end is a Chiyuv, and therefore you don't want to have it one continuous bow, you want to get up and then bow again. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat on Hey, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Kesha Omrim, V'chein Hanohogim L'Spalo Kol HaTfilah Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippur and B'Kriya. And so too those who have the minhag, and we've discussed this other times as well, some have a minhag to daven the entire Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, bowing down. So even those who have that minhag to bow the entire Shemoneh Esrei, Tzrichim Liskov B'Sov Kol Bracha U'B'Tchilas Kol Bracha. They have to be standing upright when it comes to the beginning and ending of every bracha. Shelo lahos of atakonas chachamim, so they shouldn't be adding on to the takana of chachamim. Shelo tiknu ela b'tchilas avos v'hoda u'besofan. Chazal only were mesaken that we should be bowing at the beginning and ending of avos and hoda, and therefore, if you want to bow the whole Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's fine, but you have to be upright by the beginning and ending of every bracha, except for those two. If you look at note number 9, he writes, v'chein kisha omer v'anachnu korim b'tfilas musaf shel Rosh Hashanah. You know, we know that we have Aleinu in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So when you get to the words V'nachnu Korim, the Makor HaChaim writes Sheyichra, that one should bow. Ubesider Beis Yaakov from the Yaivitz, he writes Sheyishtachava Heshtachava Atzuma. Should be a tremendous bowing, a very geshmaka bowing at that point in Aleinu in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah davening. There's one other interesting note over here that I don't know if people are aware of. I have to pay attention to see if people do this. In note number 4, he writes, "Ubebirchas me'ein sheva hanemeres belel Shabbos aydei hashatz." On Friday night, we have a birchas me'ein sheva, right, by Mogen Avos. So we have a bracha over there. It starts with Baruch Ato Hashem, like the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So Kosvu b'shalos and shufas zecher Yehosef v'hamakor chayim sheyesh lechroa b'tchilas habracha, that one should bow in the beginning of that bracha. V'chein idas Revel Yosef and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Oh, so, and Rav Yashiv. Then he says, "Das Agon Shlomo Zalman Orbach Chayso B'Tchila Shlomo Chroa." Shlomo Zalman originally held that one should not bow by that bracha. Aval Kishen Nitfa Sefer Merkor Chaim Hanal. But when the Sefer Merkor Chaim was printed, the Rosh Esover Sheish Lachroa, and Shlomo Zalman saw that the Sefer Merkor Chaim says you should bow. Bitel Daito Bifnei Das Merkor Chaim. He was Mavatel as Das, and he said, "Okay, you should bow." So all these poskim say that one should bow by the beginning of that bracha on Friday night. Meidach, on the other hand, there is a shita natu. B'shalos and shuvos levushei Mordechai kosav shaloma tzinu shetiknu eshtachavoya bebirchas mein sheva. We don't find a makor for that, so there is no reason to bow. But most poskim seem to say that you should bow in the beginning of that bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitmin Sifkaton Vav. We said if your minhag gets to bow by zachreinu and michamocha, you have to stand up at the end. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Hatam Shava Behem. The reason is not the same for those two things, for Zachreinu and for Michamocha. The Michamocha, which is in the second bracha Shemoneh Esrei, Tzrichim Liskov Kodem Hagmar. You have to get up before the end of the bracha. The Bebirchas Mechaimesim Ein Sham Shechia Mitzat Hakanos Hachamim. Because at the end of the second bracha by Mechaimesim, there is no bow Michazal. And therefore, you have to make sure that you get up by the end. The im yichra yekemosef, because if you're going to bow by the end of that bracha of Mechai Mesim, or the beginning of that bracha of Mechai Mesim, so then it's like adding on to Chazal. However, ubezachreinu yesham shechia mitzat akonas chachamim kishomer bracha to Hashem Magen Avram. However, by zachreinu, which is towards the end of the first bracha, there is the takana of chachamim to in fact bow by bracha to Hashem Magen Avram. V'kevan shezeh shocha b'chol hatvila, and since this person is bowing by the whole davening, lo yia nikar takonas chachamim, it's not going to be recognizable that he's fulfilling the takana of Chazal. According to this understanding, there is a difference in how you have to get up after Zachreinu and how you have to get up after Michamocha from your bow. By Zachreinu, you have to get up earlier, because since you have to do another bow by Baruch Ato Hashem Magen Avram, so you have to get up a few words earlier. Kedei sheyuchal achakach lishkos kishiyomer Baruch Ato. So that you should be able to have a new bow when you get to the end bracha. Aval b'zikifa de michamocha. But when you're getting up from your bow of michamocha, ein tzarech liskof ad sheyomer baruch ata. You don't have to get up until you're ready to say baruch ata, that you shouldn't be bowing by that bracha. V'chein b'shar bracha she'ein ba shechia b'sofan. And so too by any other bracha, if you are in a bowing position, you have to get up when you get to baruch ata, so you shouldn't be bowing by another bracha that Chazal were not masaking it. So by Zachreinu, where you have to get up and make another bow, so you have to get up a little earlier. By Michamocha, you want to just make sure you're not bowing by the bracha, so you can get up closer to the bracha as long as you're not bowing by the bracha.
Just wait.
Wait what?
Right before you say Baruch Ata.
What do you mean?
Finish all the Zachreinu and then stop, get up, say Baruch
Ha? You can. In other words, why do you have to get up in the middle of a Zachreinu? Yeah. I was working that for a long time today. I was bothered by that. It sounds in the Mishnah Berurah a little bit that in the phrase of Zachreinu you have to get up, but really there's words afterwards in the bracha that you can get up. I was bothered by the same thing. The only way I understood it is that it's lav dafka. He just means a few words before, even though it sounds like that. It sounds like that. He says, Tzarech lizkor kodesh yomer eizatei v'zasmuchos l'baruch ata. So there it sounds like it's just a few words earlier, not in the middle of Zachreinu, but earlier it sounded like that. It said, right? It said, yeah, before you finish saying it, I don't see where it is, but right. The way I understood it is it's lav dafka. L'chore, just as long as you are getting up a couple of words before, lav dafka that you're getting up in the middle of the phrase of a Zachreinu because you still have a few words afterwards. I'm asking with you, I was reading it many times today to try to figure it out. That's what I understood, that it's lav dafka that you have to get up during the phrase of a Zachreinu, just that you're up a few words before you actually have to bow again the second time. And the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkat and Zayin, this is a very important Mishnah Berurah, so the Ramah said that even though by Avos you have to bow anyway, you need to get up from your original bow of a Zachreinu before you bow by Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avram. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkat and Zayin, Ki Hashechiyah Rishon Ha'isa Rishus. The original bow was only an optional bow, so you don't want to continue an optional bow in the time where it's a chiyuv. So you want to have a new bow for that. The otam, and another reason is, shetzarech lisko, if you have to get upright, kedei lechroa achakach bebaruch. Because you have to have a new bow by baruch. There's an inyan to bow, not to be in a bowing position, but to bow. So two reasons. One reason is that the original bow was only a bowing of reshus. Now it's a bowing of chiyuv. It has to be a separate bow. And also there's an inyan in doing an additional bow by baruch ato. The liskop Hashem, and to get up by Hashem, like we'll see later on. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Gimel, HaKoreya b'vechol koma lefanecha tishtachave. These are phrases from the Tefillah of Nishmas. One who bows by those words, v'chol koma lefanecha tishtachave, that everyone upright will bow in front of you. Be'ulachol levadcha nachnu modim, to you alone we bow, we thank. Oh, behodah da halal or brachas amazon, or the brach of hodah in halal, or the brach of hodah in brachas amazon. One who bows in any of those cases, hareze maguna. That's a negative thing. Perish she'ein lechroa ella b'makom she'tiknu chachamim. One should only bow in a place where chazal were mesakin that one should bow. Now, if you look at Mishnah Berurah and Sefkat and Ches, he says, what is hodah da halal or brachas amazon? Hainu behodu Hashem kitov. The hodah of halal is hodu Hashem kitov. So one should not bow there. And by birchas hamazon is by nodalacha or the al hakol anu modim. In those places in birchas hamazon, the brach of hodah, one should not bow as well. The reason for that is, says the Mishnah Berurah Sefkat and Ches, because adding times it's maguna because you shouldn't be bowing except what Chazal tells you. The ein lishchos elomashe tiknu chachamim. One should not bow except where the chachamim told him to bow. Mahai taima ein lishchos bivili Yerushalayim o bebone Yerushalayim delo kimaril. And for that reason, one should not bow by the bracha in the beginning of the Yerushalayim or the ending of bone Yerushalayim. Unlike the minhag of the Maharil, the kasev amogen Avram ve'efsher sheishkan ma'at. It could be you could bow there a little bit. The chol zeh b'shmona esrei, that which were machmir not to add bows, says the Mishnah Berurah, is dafka by shmona esrei. Aval shelo b'shmona esrei yochol lechroa ulishtachavos kirtzono. Now, if you're bothered that this is against the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see how the Mishnah Berurah will address that in a moment. Because the Shulchan Aruch just brought down all these times you shouldn't bow outside of Shmoneh Esrei. And now the Mishnah Berurah says that which we say you shouldn't add bows is dafka during Shmoneh Esrei. Aval shalob Shmoneh Esrei, yachal l'chroa ulishtachavos kitzono. Then we said you are allowed to make extra bows. Umishum hachi matzinu b'Rabbi Akiva. Therefore we find by Rabbi Akiva, sha'adam manicho b'keren zavis zo, umotzo b'zavis acheres, meirov krios v'ishtachavoyos. The Gemara says that you would leave Rabbi Akiva in one corner of the room, and then from all his bows, you came back a few minutes later, he was on the other side of the room. So he was obviously adding a lot of bows. The kasua poskim, the poskim explained what Rabbi Akiva was doing. It wasn't during the Shmoneh Esrei. It was during the Tachanunim afterwards. It was after he finished Shmoneh Esrei because it's maguna to be adding bows during Shmoneh Esrei. Umai, that which the Shulchan Aruch just said, you shouldn't bow by things that are outside of Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us it's only by Shmoneh Esrei. Yes, Alex? Who's constantly bowing?
You see people constantly bowing.
No, they're shuckling. They're not bowing. They're shuckling.
Yeah,
There's a difference. They're not bowing. Okay. Zalta Mishabura Viter, Umasha Osara Shulchan Aruch B'cholzeh. That which the Shulchan Aruch is asking bowing these other times, which is not doing Shmoneh Esrei, which the Mishabura just said is not a problem. Mishum de kol hodos ha'elu hu derech shevach v'hilul. All these examples that the Mechaber brought down that you shouldn't bow, those are all places where we're just praising Hashem. V'ein shayach b'hem kriya v'shtachavoyah. It's not shayach over there to actually bow. It's just talking about praising Hashem. In other words, v'chol komal v'necha t'shtachaveh, that all the upright should bow in front of you, kevan de'eno omer al atzmo. You're not saying about yourself. You're just saying a praise to Hashem, that all those who are upright should bow to Hashem. Eloshal kol ha'olam omer she'ishtachavu l'fanav yisparach. You're just saying the whole world should bow to Hashem. So it's gamkein derech shevach v'hilhu. That's a way of praising Hashem, that He's worthy of everyone bowing to Him. But when we actually bow, when we say we are bowing, sha'al atzmo omer, you're saying it about yourself. So you're practicing what you preach. You're saying we are bowing. We bow to you. So then you're bowing to Hashem. So yachul chroa. In that case, you are able to bow. That's from the Taz Ayin Shom Od. Now, if you look at note 13, he says an interesting thing. The Taz writes, Shelachore yesh levar madua nohagim lechroa b'musa shel Yom Kippur kishaomrim va'kohanim va'am. According to this, we shouldn't be bowing on Yom Kippur when we're referring back to what happened in the times of the Beis Hamikdash when the Kohen Gadol shed the shema mefurish and everyone bowed. We're talking about a praise of Hashem. They used to bow. That's like by nishmas. We're not saying and we are bowing. So why are we bowing over there? So says the Taz. Hare Eino Omer Kenal Atzmo. You're not talking there about yourself. You're talking about the Kohanim and the that were there in those days. They were Korim and Mishtachavim. Ubir, he explains, Sha'osim Zela Zecher. We're doing this to commemorate what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Sha'anu Medamim Ben Avshena. We are equating ourselves. Sha'nachnu B'mokum HaKohanim B'zman Sha'Beis HaMikdash HaKayim. We're reliving it. We're reliving the bowing, and therefore that would be an appropriate time for us to bow. As opposed to just saying about Hashem, that Hashem is so great that He's worthy of everyone bowing to Him. That's not a time to bow. You're just praising Hashem. It's not an appropriate time to bow. You say, V'nach no korim, that's appropriate. Over here, we're reenacting what the Kohanim and the did in the Beit HaMikdash, so that also would be appropriate to bow. If you look in the Bir Halacha over here, in the fifth to last line, Divrei Maskil HaKorea B'V'chol Koma, Ayin B'Mogen Giborim, Shedochek limtzo tam l'minog shenogu ha'olam l'chro b'baruchu ayin sham. Says, look in the Mogen Giborim that he works hard to try to find the reason why the minog is to bow at baruchu. Ulon be'emes yesh minog zeh smach min ha'mikro b'divrei ha'yomim aleph kapitel chavtes pasuk chav. However, he says, there is something to rely on in a pasuk for this minog ayin sham u'minog Yisrael Torah. Minog Yisrael Torah, and therefore, it's a proper minog. Now, the pasuk says there, we once had it, I actually have it written in my Mishabura way back from Simon Nun Vav. The Pasuk says in the Rayomim, Vayomer David l'chol hakol, Baruch hu noas Hashem Elokeichem, bless Hashem your God, Vayivaruch hu kol hakol Hashem Elokei Avoseim, and all Klai Yisrael bless Hashem, Vayikdu vayishtachavu l'Hashem v'lamelech. And they bowed to Hashem. So you see in that Pasuk, it talks about, it says Baruch hu l'Hashem, and it says they bowed. So therefore, that the Bir Halacha says is a possible makor for the minhag olam to bow by Baruch Hu, and that is certainly our minhag. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Dalad, HaMispalel Tzoril SheYichra Ad SheYispakeku Kol Chulyo SheBashidra. One who is davening needs to bow so much until all the vertebrae in his spine are popping out. V'lo yichra be'emtza masna v'rosha yishar zakuf. A person shouldn't bow by his waist and keep his head upright. Elagam rosha yochuv ka'agmon. He should bend his head down also like a cane which is bent over at the edge. Says the Mishabura in Sefkoton Yud, she'yispakaku, pekaku loshen kesher. This loshen of yispakaku, pekak, is like a kesher, is like a knot. V'rotzalomer, it means to say, she'machmas ha'kriya boltim ha'ksharim shel achuyos. That through the bowings, the knots of the vertebrae are sticking out from the spine. And the Bir Halacha over here, in the third to last line, he writes, HaMispal Tzor SheYichra. We said one who is davening has to bow in such a way that the spine is sticking out, the vertebrae. So he writes, V'hu adin b'kriya sha'osa achar shesiyam tfilaso. So too when a person bows when he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, when he takes his three steps back, like we'll see later on in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, Nami Dina Hachi. It has the same din that a person should bow. Not everyone is so makbar on this. They just take the three steps, they bow a little bit, but a person should bow when he's taking his three steps back the same way that he bows during the bracha Shmoneh Esrei all the way down, that the vertebrae are sticking out from his spine. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Hei, But a person should not bow so much that his mouth should be across from the belt of his pants. The imhu zaken ochol, if a person is older or he's not well, the eino yochol lishkos ache yispakaku, and he can't bow down until the vertebrae are sticking out. Kevan shehirkin, once he not pirish shehishpil, he lowers rosho dayo, he lowers his head a little bit, like a commemorative, a symbolic bow. He bends his head a little bit. That's enough. Me'achar shenikar shu chofetz lechroa. By doing that, it's recognizable that he really wants to bow. Just it's painful, it's difficult for him. And therefore, he tells us two sides. On the one hand, a person shouldn't bow too much, overdo it. And if a person is sick or old and he's not able to bow, at least bend his head so it shows that that's what he really wants to do. The Mishnah Berurah says, why shouldn't you bow so much? So in Sefkatan Yud Aleph, he writes, the merci kiyura sheshoche yoser mishir shechia. It looks like he's a bagaiva. He's bowing, trying to bow more than everyone else. There's a certain amount you're supposed to bow. Don't overdo it and make it seem like you think you're better than everyone else. Says the mechaber vayter in sivov. Kishu korea yichra b'mehirus b'pamachas. When a person bows, he should bow quickly and one time. He should bend down quickly. Ukishu zoke, but when he gets up, zoke benachas, he should get up slowly. Rosho tchile, he should lift his head up first. V'acha kakufo, and then his body should follow. Shalotia olav kemasui, it shouldn't look like it's a burden. He should do it the proper way, lift his head and then lift his body. That was sivav. There is no mishavur on sivav. Sif zayin, the mechaber says, kishu korea korea bebaruch, ukishu zoke b'ashem. The Mechaber says when you bow at the word Baruch, and when you get up by the Shem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Yud Beis, Kishakorea, Kishomer Baruch Yichra Bevirchkov. When he says the word Baruch, he bends his knees. Ukishomer Ata, when he says Ata, Yishcha Ache Yispakago Achulio. That's when you bend your body over so that the vertebrae are sticking out. Ukeshaomer modim, that's by the brachos. By modim, when you say modim, yichra rosho vegufo ka'agmo mabasachas. Then you don't do your knees first. By modim, you just bend your whole body over like the king with your head down at one time. V'yamor kach b'shechia ad Hashem. And you stay in that position of bowing until you get to the shame. V'oz yiskof. And then you get up. Sounds from the Mishnah Berurah that you first say Hashem's name, or ad Hashem, and then you get up. It's not clear exactly. Do you say Hashem's name first? Do you get up first? So this is a big machlokas in the poskim. If you look at note 16, which starts over here and then it continues on page 33, but he writes, "V'ha'im yizkof atzmo b'tevas Hashem." Should you actually be getting up during the mentioning of Hashem's name, o she yizkof atzmo kodem lachin, or should you get up before you say Hashem's name, o b'tevas Hashem kvar yezakof? And when you get to Hashem's name, you're already standing upright. Bepirish Harav Yaakov sheyakdin liskov atzmo kedei shevetevas Hashem kvar yezakov. The Rav Yaakov says that you should get up before Hashem's name, so that when you say Hashem's name, you are already in an upright position. V'chein huva bekitzah Shulchan Aruch ubiyisod shorash avoda v'achesed la'alofim. V'hevi agon Ruchayim Kanievsky raya lazem Yerushalmi. Ruchayim Kanievsky brings a raya from the Yerushalmi that it says bo lahasri Hashem zokef. When you come to say Hashem's name, you get up. Meaning before you actually say it, that you're upright before you say Hashem's name. Me'iduch, on the other hand, ha'orach ha'schayim kosa she'yiskof es atzmo kesh'om Hashem. You actually get up while you're saying Hashem's name. V'chein mashma b'rashi, it's mashma that way from Rashi. U'bepirish harim me'lonil hevi eshtei adeos, he brings both opinions. And then the Seder Yavit says a very interesting thing. If you can think of a mahalach of why this should be, it will be appreciated. He writes, le'inyan ha'zekifa b'birchas avos. When it comes to getting upright by the bracha of avos, she yiskov kishomer Hashem. Then you should get up while you're saying Hashem's name. Ulinya has the kifa b'modim. When it comes to getting up during modim, kosav she yiskov kodem. There he says you should get up before you say Hashem's name. Kedei she yomer Hashem b'zekifa. I wish there would be an explanation of why that is, but that's what he says. He's mechalik between the two. A regular bracha, you should get up during Hashem's name, but during modim, you should get up before Hashem's name. Let's just finish up this note. Ulinina kriya b'modim. When it comes to the bowing by modim, kosav agon Ruchayim Kanievsky. Shekavanas ha Mishnah Berurah she'ein tzarach lechroa b'birkov. Like we pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah understands you don't have to bend your knees. Fine, that's not so pashut. The Chayyolim is mashma otherwise, and so are some other poskim. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkoton Yud Gimel. We said Zokef Hashem. Tiksiv, the reason for getting up either during Hashem's name or by, meaning before Hashem's name, is because the pasuk says Hashem Zokef Kefufim. Hashem stands up the bent, and therefore there's an need to get up by Hashem's name. Let's continue in the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues in Sifches, the last line of 280. Hamispalel uba keneged akum v'yesh lo tumunas avodos v'chavim biyodo. A person is in the middle of davening, and a guy comes in front of him, and he has a picture of an idol in his hands. V'yigia lo mokum sheshochem bo. And you get to a place in davening where you're supposed to bow, and here you have a guy holding avodos zarah in front of you. Lo yishcha, you should not bow. Afal pi shelibo lo shamayim, even though your heart is to heaven, you should not bow when the avodos zarah is in front of you. The Mishnah Berurah says that, and he's holding the Avodas Chacham in his hands. Ayin b'magen Avroa mashakosav d'imhu v'chuli. He seems to find a heter for bowing. Avav b'magen giborim kosav shechalila l'hakel baza. Chalila, to be lenient to bow there. Ubeprat beis atfila, certainly during davening. So afal pi shalibu l'shamayim, even though your heart is to shamayim, the Mishnah Berurah says in the Kodan Tezvav, mipnei shenira kimishtachav al Avodas Chachavim. It looks like you're bowing down to the idol that he's holding. And there's a couple of very interesting notes over here. Note 17 and 18, he writes, Vafilu matmuna mechusa bezechuchas. Even if the picture of the idol, whatever it is, the cross, is covered by glass, the Kavachayim writes, Asura bow. Va'afka shiyesh betmuna shalashesi ve'eriv. When you have the vertical and horizontal lines, i.e., you have the cross, gam dvarim acherim. There are other things around it also. It's not just a cross, it's a cross with other things around it. Rechaim Kinevsky says, Shiroi lihizar, you also should not bow. If a person has a cross on his garments behind him or on the side, the Kavachayim writes, as long as the cross is not on the front of him and he's facing you, you could still bow, even though you know he has a cross on the side or on the back, that's okay. In note 18 he writes about not bowing down in front of these things. If you're in a hospital or somewhere else where there are crosses on the wall, and they're on the eastern wall where you're supposed to daven. So we learned earlier a few weeks ago, she is spalal tzad acher, va'af she'enu tzad mizrach. So that's reason not to face east, which you normally would face, in order not to be facing the cross. You should face a different direction in order not to be facing the cross. Let's just finish up the simen. Siftes. Ein lahosef al ta'orav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoser mi'akel ha'godol ha'gibor v'anora. One should not add on to the praises of Hashem more than we have in Shmoneh Esrei of HaKel ha'godol ha'gibor v'anora. V'davka batfila. This that you shouldn't add on to the praises of Hashem is davka during davening. Mipnei she'ein l'shanos mi'matbeya she'tavu chacham. You shouldn't change the format of what Chazal established for tefillah. Ava b'tachanunim, o b'akashos u'shvachim sh'adam over b'atzmo. But Sam, your own individual b'akashos that you're making from Hashem, leis lanba, that rule does not apply. You can add on other titles and praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mikol makom nochon l'mishe yirtza l'harach b'shivchei ha'makom sh'yomar osu l'psukim. But one who wants in his own free tefillos to add praises to Hashem, it shouldn't be in his own language. He should do it through psukim and say psukim that praise Hashem in other ways. That's the way he should add on, not through his own words. We'll stop here in the Mitzvah Shem. We'll start the next siman tomorrow night.